Blog Talk Radio.
Take out a dollar. Turn it all on the back side. Look up in the right-hand corner up over the eagle's head. What do you see? All right. That's the law of correspondence. As above, so below. As within, so without. As without, so within. When you get power of the Spirit, from the Spirit, you have power in heaven, which is in mind, as well as power on the earth, which is in body. Very important to understand that, because the power you're receiving is not to rule somebody else, it's to rule yourself. To heal yourself. To master yourself. To transform yourself. That's what power is for. Then, go heal someone else. If you need a patient, it is you. If you need some pupils, you got them. If you want to do any teaching, work on you. That's your goal. You are your own responsibility. The greatest, most important person you'll ever meet down here is you. You must save you. Even the sister that goes to church is saving herself. But there's so much more that you can do besides go to church. I don't knock church. I'm glad it's there, because it's a God send and a God save for black folks. The church is an intricate part of our predicament in the Western Hemisphere. We are, most assuredly, as history relates, a spiritual people. Religion is the beginning of spirituality. Unfortunately, it appears it's becoming interference. Until that reverend finds out more, or lets folks know he knows more, one or the other. Some of them short-step. Some of them do know, and they're not telling. I don't want to get into that. I'm getting all off here. Okay.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a sin taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
Thank you. Tune in every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on The Bottom Line with Joey L. on the New Evolution Radio Network.
Take out a dollar. Turn it all on the back side. Look up in the right-hand corner up over the eagle's head. What do you see? All right. That's the law of correspondence. As above, so below. As within, so without. As without, so within. When you get power of the Spirit, from the Spirit, you have power in heaven, which is in mind, as well as power on the earth, which is in body. Very important to understand that, because the power you're receiving is not to rule somebody else, it's to rule yourself. To heal yourself. To master yourself. To transform yourself. That's what power is for. Then, go heal someone else. If you need a patient, it is you. If you need some pupils, you got them. If you want to do any teaching, work on you. That's your goal. You are your own responsibility. The greatest, most important person you'll ever meet down here is you. You must save you. Even the sister that goes to church is saving herself. But there's so much more that you can do besides go to church. I don't knock church. I'm glad it's there, because it's a God send and a God save for black folks. The church is an intricate part of our predicament in the Western Hemisphere. We are, most assuredly, as history relates, a spiritual people. Religion is the beginning of spirituality. Unfortunately, it appears it's becoming interference until that reverend finds out more, or lets folks know he knows more, one or the other. Some of them short-step. Some of them do know, and they're not telling. I don't want to get into that. I'm getting all off here. Okay.
Come experience life as we know it, as some of you should know it. Yeah, yeah. Place, Marcy, Brooklyn. Action. Well, y'all know the action. I got the shorty on my block, always clocking my rocks. He likes the style of profile, I think he won the mock. He likes the way I walk, he see my money talking. The honey talking, I'm the hottest nigga in New York. And I see his hunger pains, I know his blood boils. He wanna run with me, I know this kid'll be loyal. I watched him make a few wins, the cop his little sneakers and gear. Then it's just enough for re-up again. I see myself in his eyes, I move from Levi's to guest of Versace. Now it's diamonds like Liberace. That's just a natural cycle, nobody wanna be like Michael where I'm from. Just them niggas who bounce from a gun. We out here trying to make our white into cold green. I could help shorty blow out like Afro Sheen. Plus I could relive my days of youth, which is gone. That little nigga's peak, it's time to put
it's
him
time
on.
To come up and put my own weight up in my crown. Got to lock it down and when they rush, it's time to come up. Stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's time to come up.
I'm out here slinging, bringing the drama. Trying to come up in the game and add a couple of dollar signs to my name. I'm out here serving, disturbing the peace. Life could be better like my man reclined in plush leather seats. And selling weight, I'm selling eight, bull 16. Trying to graduate to push the quarters, y'all. I ain't gon' sweat him, I'ma let him come to me. If he give me the nod, then these niggas gon' see. I'm tired of being out here round the clock and breaking dates and chasing crackers up the block for my pay. I'm staying fresh, so chickens check. I'm trying trying to step up to the next level, pushing vets through the jets. Diamonds reflect from the sun, directly in your equilibrium is stunned. I'm waiting for my day to come. I got the urge to splurge. I don't want a lifetime sentence, just give me the word.
It's time to come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down and when they rush
in my crown.
Got to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush
in on my own too.
Hey fella, I've been watching you clocking.
Who me holding down this block? It ain't nothing. You the man, nigga. Now stop frontin'.
Haha, I like your style.
Nah, I like your style.
Let's drive around a while.
Cool, nigga.
Here's a fact.
A G, I ride with you for free. I want the long-term riches and bitches.
Listen to me. You let them other niggas get the name. Skip the fame. 10th hour, 100G. Keep your shit the same.
On the low?
Yeah, the only way to blow. You let your shit bubble quietly.
And then you blow.
Hey, keep it cool. The only way to people fool is let them show it. Hands and you play your cards.
Then he do dealing, I understand.
Don't blow your dough on hot.
The only thing I got in this world is my word and my nuts. It won't break up for nobody.
I like your resume. Pick a day, you can start.
From now until death, do what's part,
nigga.
It's
time to come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's time
to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's time
to come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's
time to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's on my own too.
nor a buddy list. I ain't on some hubby shit. That lovey-dovey shit is nothing trick. I'm something slick, you couldn't get enough of it. Hot as luggages, flying through the checking with that lining on the western. 100 diamonds on my neck and rich shit. I'm rich, bitch, rhyme is my profession. Watch how I do this, stupid grinding and perfecting. Who's flyer when I'm stepping? Got them spying every second. Cause that 06 charge, you'll remind them of a 7. Yes, ma'am, I'm so fresh, the pro mess with bread, honey. My jeans 800, these are called Red Monkey. The floor's in his gone, come talk to a dawn. Flying up to belong on a cat walking Malone. Holla.
When I'm dipping on the grind, I get my money quick. But sometimes I wanna lay up with my honey dip. She be with me cause she ain't like all them other chicks. Let you hit, then she slips. Why I got a honey dip? From the club to the telly, you know how it is. Most of these chicks, I never tell them where a nigga lives. Try to reach me at my mansion, know my mother crib. Hit myself, hit my two, now I'm at my honey dip.
I got me a lovely chick, I got me a slutty chick. I got them all, but my favorite one is my honey dip. She get drunk with me, roll a pip up with me. Throw singles at other hoes in the strip club with me. She do anything for just one quickie. She an info chick for this slow dick. She give no lip, she just go get the paper I asked her for. My bitch so quick. But she know every Santana song, and she don't mind putting this damn bandana on. Slap her ass, tell her dance in the song. She do it all for daddy, she move it all for daddy. She get a brick and she boof it all for daddy. Hit the road, shake the state troopers off for daddy. And she bring all that paper back, no short paper back. She sure don't play with that.
When I'm dipping on the grind, I get my money quick. But sometimes I wanna lay up with my honey dip. She be with me cause she ain't like all them other chicks. Let you hit, then she slips, why I got a honey dip. From the club to the telly, you know how it is. Most of these chicks, I never tell them where a nigga lives. Try to reach me at my mansion, know my mother crib. Hit myself, hit my two, now I'm at my honey dip.
And I know a lot of people misunderstood it, so I want you to be able to say it.
Yeah.
I think it was Details Magazine. You talked about, you used the word God, and that's what messed everybody up. But you said you, something to the effect, you were a self-made God.
Mm.
Explain it.
I made up my mind to make a change in my life when I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We are all gods on this planet, every man and every woman. We create life. We can take life. We control what goes into the sea, whether the fish can live or not. We decide if the trees can grow tall. We decide if the children will eat. We are very powerful beings on the planet Earth. And when I said a self-made God, I meant just what I said. Barry White changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
Yeah. And people criticize the statement?
No, not to my knowledge. It's the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, people tend to play down our power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry about it. This next guy do it, unless there's God above to do it. There's a lot of things that has to change on this planet Earth that only we can change. Yeah. And until we embrace the fact that we are as powerful as we are as beings, we're going to continue to make the mistakes and allow the mistakes to be made from our children to our adults to our elderly to whatever situation you want to talk about.
Okay, we got to run to a quick commercial, and they're going to do a cut from the album, and we're waiting for an Isaac Hayes album soon. You can
sure
invite him.
Right.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Stop you, girl. Don't do your thing. Cause I don't deserve you. your mind. It's usually a one-way thing, but baby girl got mine. Perfection is the formula when me and her combine. Like candy to the corner, and your finger looking fine. In due time, I'm sure that I can please you, squeeze you, weak knees you, need you like you need me. And don't mislead you, love's free. But treat it wrong and pay the price, get down on one knee. That bitch gon' be with half your life, man, believe me. I ain't gon' feed you bad advice, slipping's easy. So don't forget to strap up tight, ride. Have yourself as if I kept you, so I loved you enough to let you go. Cause on the other hand I couldn't take it. If I put all I got in you and someone got you naked. You work hard for money, but it's harder when you make it. These chicks coming fast, here's your heart before I break it.
I think I love you, don't let me get in the way. Don't let me get in the way. Don't let me stop you, girl.
What I be to hold you up? You need someone to hold you down and wreck your life's fucked up. I gotta shake you out my system, cause what the fuck in the kissing and all your emotions mixing puts me in a tough position. Baby, what am I supposed to do? I can't control my actions when I'm close to you. We've been way too long, now we're overdue. I guess the cake ain't enough, you wanna eat it too. See, me and you have a magnet in between that keeps pulling me close, I'm like an addict for your scream. You're fully loaded, toast or automatic with the beam. The baddest on the coast, I got to have you like the green. Your swag is more than most, I got a sex drive that won't allow me to lax. Bring on the next vibe, look how they crowd on my lap. Booty, breast, thighs, keep your boy relaxed and back. And you deserve way more than that. I'll just fall back.
I think I love you. Don't let me get in the way.
Get in the way.
Don't let me stop you, girl. Don't do your thing.
Do your thing.
Cause I don't deserve you.
No, no.
I don't wanna hurt you. Play with your mind.
Every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on The Bottom Line with Joey L. on the New Evolution Radio Network.
All right. We back. Peace to the gods. Real quick, caller number. We had a new caller number. It's 515-602-9793. Where is it around? Give it out to people. All right. Let them know we back on the air. All right. Brand new season. I know it's been a while. Look forward to really diving in this season and bringing more remedies to the people. All right. All right. All right. So, real quick, and I want to make sure that we talk about this, right? Because there are different types of torts, as we're talking about tonight, and there are numerous specific torts, including trespass, assault, battery, negligence, product liability, like, you know, when companies fuck up and they put out bad products, shit like that. Like, if you recently heard about the people who had the eyeballs taken out, they had to actually have the eyeball surgically removed because of eye drops, infected eye drops. That's a product liability. That's a tort claim, right? Then people are going to end up with tons of money, but they lost their sight, right? And that's unfortunate. Intentional infliction of emotional distress, right? A lot of people go through this on their jobs. Okay, so there's also separate areas of tort law that include nuisance, defamation of character, invasion of the privacy, and then even economic torts, Okay. So the law recognizes torts as civil wrongs and allows injured parties to recover for their losses. So injured parties may bring suits to recover damages in the form of monetary compensation for an injunction. If you don't know how to do an injunction, reach out to me and I'll show you how we do injunctions, okay? But these essentially compel the party to cease activity and stop something that is happening to you. So if somebody keeps pulling you over and you're having problems with the cops, this is where an injunction comes into play. Now, in certain cases, courts will award punitive damages in addition to compensatory damages to deter further misconduct, okay? Now, in the vast majority of tort cases, the court will award compensatory damages to an injured party that has successfully proven his or her case. So when you get compensatory damages, these damages typically equal some type of monetary value for you or the injured party's loss of earnings, right? So loss of future earnings, loss of earning capacity, your pain and suffering, any medical expenses that you may incur. So courts may award damages for incurred as well as expected losses. And this is important to remember when we're talking about torts. All right. A lot of people have damages, especially if you get hurt on a job, things like that. This thing that we call tort, it goes in so many directions, right? But you have to remember that. So when a court has an interest in deterring future misconduct, the court awards all these different types of damages, right? And in some cases, sometimes they may even put an injunction in there rather than some type of monetary relief. So, and this is what I'm talking about with cops, right? If you have problems with cops and you get to file a tort claim against them, you may not get money from them, but you may get an injunction. So if you want to sue the police department or something like that, or a public official, and only in the instance that you were truly damaged by that individual, that's when you sue them in their private capacity. That's when you go after the oath and the bond that they have on file. That's when you do things the proper way. But you don't put liens on them, you don't put liens on judges, all that shit, you don't do. That shit is illegal, it will get you in trouble. Okay? Now, if we are to distinguish torts from other types of liabilities, torts are distinguishable from crimes, which are wrongs against the state of the society at large. And the main purpose of criminal liability, if you will, criminal liability, the main purpose of it is to enforce some type of public justice. Okay? Now, in contrast, tort law addresses private wrongs and has a sense of purpose for compensating the victim rather than punishing the wrongdoer. So some acts may provide a basis for both tort and criminal liability. Okay? And this is where gross negligence and things like that endangers the lives of others. And a lot of times they can simultaneously be a tort and a crime. So sometimes they can go together. And this is where we come up with the whole idea of prima facie evidence and stuff like that, right? So sometimes prima facie cases deal with things like trespass and battery, assault, false imprisonment, okay, confinement, emotional distress, negligence, okay, private nuisance, public nuisance, public liability, inducement of contracts, on and on and on and on. Okay? Alright, so what we're going to do, we'll take some calls real quick. I'm going to go to the call lines. I think I see 929 with their hand up, so we'll go to them. Let's see here. 929, you're on the bottom line. What's happening?
Peace to the guys, Zoe. My phone was on mute for a moment. I don't want to interrupt accidentally.
No, you fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. God, my condolences. I was on the bills. I heard you say, "Why you vanished, God?" I was like, "Yo, where Joey at? Yo, nobody just tell me nothing."
Yeah, exactly.
But now you back. You're back like
yeah,
that.
Back,
cook,
right.
You know?
Back. I've been chilling, man. Cause I, you know, had a lot of family stuff to take care of, man. You know that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's first.
I'm first. I feel you, God. So I don't know if you announced you coming to New York in July, right? Yes, sir. Hope to see you out
right,
there.
God. Yeah, I'm definitely stopping through. Definitely, God. So you're supposed to do an injunction before you do the lien on whomever. Am I correct?
Yeah. So what I have to remind you of is that you do not do a lien on a public official in their public capacity. Never do that. You can lien them up privately. You can't lien them up as Officer John, but you can lien them up as John Smith, private person.
Overstand.
So then, if you do an injunction,
you wait for the. Go ahead.
Say it again.
No, I was going to ask.
Go ahead.
You do the administrative process, and you have the adjudicated facts to be on your, huh?
Yeah. So the administrative process. If you're doing an administrative process, just remember there's always three steps to that process.
Yep.
In any circumstance, right? With anybody that you're dealing with, there's always going to be three steps in that process.
Okay. I've been with you more privately, God. Great to hear you, though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I'm glad that that you're doing well, brother. It's good to hear your voice.
Likewise. Peace, God.
Peace, God. Talk to you soon. All right, that's what's up. It's a good brother right there. All right, real quick, for the sake of our time, I think that if you rock and shop, you can check out that Sunday build. I think I'm going to get myself. But I just want to say real quick, and this is important to understand, right? Tort law has no general problem with awarding recovery for economic loss. Okay, so economic loss is recoverable in the tort of intentional misrepresentation and intentional interference with contract law. Okay, so what I'm saying is that it is recoverable in cases like wrongful death actions. Okay? It's sometimes recoverable though severally limited in negligent misrepresentation. So even in ordinary negligence-based personal injury cases, all of the traditional elements of damages, aside from the pain and suffering portions and all of that, were designed to compensate for economic loss. So this includes damages for medical expenses and lost earnings. Okay? So remember, like the brother asked you about, when it comes time to do your processes and to do your, to do tort claims, you have to do administrative processes first. Very important that is established first. First notice, second notice, third notice. First notice, okay? Second notice is opportunity to cure. Third notice is called a default. Okay? So you always want to give people the opportunity to make right for their wrongs. Okay? Alright, so with that being said, next week we'll pick this back up. Make sure you check us out this week coming up. We're going to have Dr. Asit will be back on the radio. We'll be doing our metaphysics show this week, which I really look forward to getting into that. It's going to be a really powerful show when we get to the metaphysics show. Alright, we'll have open forum Friday as well on Fridays. Alright, so spread the word, let people know that we're back on the air, man. And we're going to get up out of here. I'm going to say peace to the guys. Thanks for the brother for calling in and everybody else who tuned in today. Alright, and with that being said, man, stand on your square. Peace to the guys.